This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at Site Village Glasgow 2026 at the Humanware table, and I'm joined by Martin. Hi Martin, thanks for talking to us.
Hi Amelia, good to speak to you today.
So you have an exciting new product, can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, we've got a new product. We've had the Braille Note out for a long time, probably 26 years or thereabouts now, and we've iterated and innovated and done our own thing over the years, and at the moment we're about to launch the new version of that, the Braille Note Evolve, one of the first purpose-built note takers to be based on Windows, the Windows 11 Pro platform.
Nice, that's really exciting. And obviously in the name there are some new features or developments from the last one. What's different about this?
So I guess the main difference is we've jumped from the Android platform over to Windows. So what we found is that with Android we were having to maybe update hardware more than we wanted because the operating system would come out of date and then we'd have to struggle to keep up, then we'd have to release new hardware, and it wasn't satisfactory for consumers or for us as a company. So the technology's around now where we can have a Windows device which is very sleek and portable and be on a mainstream platform, but also give you easy to use key commands and note taker style features. So at the moment I'm in Microsoft Word on here, and I'll just read the title bar.
Document 2 Word.
So I mean, it's a Document 2 Word. So a lot of our customers like an easy to use interface. So if I go into our ribbon at the top,
file functions select.
So we've got file functions,
edit functions select, formatting functions select,
file edit and format. So what we've done is we've taken our KeySoft menu system and put that into the actual full version of Microsoft Word. So we hope that will make it really acceptable within government, because we're using a mainstream operating system, like a full government grade operating system. But we still want our users to be able to have those really easy to use shortcut keys and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting because, as you say, a lot of organisations and employers use Microsoft, and it's a skill that people want to see. So it sounds like it's going to make things a lot easier for people to get those skills.
I mean, we'll still have some of our own applications that we write for this, and we will still do that because we recognise that, you know, things like the ribbon can be a bit of a pain at times. Obviously, not everyone needs that amount of customization. And we're really excited to announce this last week at the CSUN conference that we've announced JAWS for Braille Note, which is something I never thought I'd ever hear in my life. You know, JAWS for Braille Note? Wow. So, you know, if someone doesn't want to use our NVDA-based Braille technology, which we've done a lot of work on that, by the way, they can run JAWS on this thing. It's a tiny little device.
Yeah, it's really sleek and beautiful. It looks very light, and it's about the size of a book, or like a slightly larger than a traditional book, and it's very slim. Yeah.
So what we've got is, at the front we've got a Braille display and our traditional thumb keys that we always have on our device for moving through documents and so on. We then have a space bar, and to either side of the space bar there's a cluster of three keys. Now these are your typical Windows keys, like Control, Alt, Shift, Function, Insert, and Windows. But you can customize those, so you might want Shift somewhere else, or, you know, Control somewhere else. And they'll actually be, I believe, disabled out of the box. So we're going note taker first for the most basic kind of user. And then we've got an escape key at the top left and a delete key at the top right. And then we've got things like Thunderbolt ports. So we've got two Thunderbolt ports. We've got an Intel Ultra 5 processor, so a really powerful new processor. It's not an i5, it's a new Ultra 5 processor. And we've got like volume buttons and a dictation key as well. We're going all in on the Windows thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And for people that want to connect different types of headphones, what kind of things can they use?
Okay, you can use USB, you can use Bluetooth, or there's actually an old-fashioned headphone jack on there as well. So I think everything's covered.
Absolutely.
Anything you can do on a Windows machine, you can do on this. So if I press the Windows key and the letter D.
Top list, main menu, Microsoft Edge.
Now I'm just in the normal desktop. So if I wanted to go and install something like MuseScore for doing music work, or I don't know, if I wanted to install some audio editing software to use, I could just install anything I want on this, and it's something that weighs under a kilo. It's pretty incredible, really.
Do people need to keep it plugged in the whole time, or does it store charge?
No, we're expecting a battery life of around 7.5 to 8 hours, but that depends how you use it. If you're going to be, you know, rendering video all day, that will punish the processor. But for normal note taking, we're expecting a battery life of about 7.5 to 8 hours. You can charge with USB chargers or USB battery packs on the go. And yeah, I just think it's something different, right? No one's done this before. So there's been a Braille laptop before, but there's never been a Braille Windows-based note taker, to my knowledge, with this kind of power.
Yeah, absolutely. And how can people learn more about it and buy it, and where is it available?
Okay. They can contact us on 01933 415 800. That's a UK number, 01933 415 800, and you can go to our website, www.humanware.com, humanware, or you can drop me an email at Martin with an I, Martin, dot Roberts, Roberts, at humanware.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Martin Roberts, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem, Amelia. Thanks.